Losing a loved one is not easy, but unfortunately we all have to go through with this. We all will lose someone or has already lost someone in our life who is very close to our heart, who is very dear to us. And when that happens, it's not easy to deal with that void that person has left within us. It's not easy to deal with that sorrow. It's not easy to deal with that pain. Today, in this episode, we are going to discuss how to cope up with that pain, that sorrow, that void. How to cope up with the death of a loved one. How to cope up with that loss. Stay tuned till the very end because you might be experiencing this or you might not be experiencing, but we need to know this because at some point in our life, this is going to happen to all of us. Hi, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I'm a holistic happiness coach, founder of Holistic Happiness Club. Without further delay, let's dive into the topic. First thing we need to understand that we need to recognize that we are still not over with the loss. What happens? So many times we are in denial mode. We do not want to accept that I have lost someone or I'm still mourning the loss. I'm still not able to cope up with the loss. So first thing is that we have to recognize that we are not still over with the loss. I still remember back in 2006 when I lost someone who was very, very special to me, very dear to me. For 2-3 years at least, I was still hoping that he will somehow come back in my life. In some form, maybe in the same form, maybe in some other form, but he will come back in my life. For 3 years or 4 years, I'm not remembering that much now. It has been long back. I was very young, but I was hoping that that person will come back in my life. So accepting and recognizing that I am going through this phase, that's the first step. That awareness is the first step. Once you take that, only then the whole process which I have designed, that how can you cope up with the death or the loss of someone, only then that process can come into picture, and only then that process can help you. But first you need to acknowledge that I'm not still over with the loss. All right, so with that said, once you have acknowledged, once you have recognized, then what is the process that you need to follow? Then this is the process that I'm going to talk about. So number one, the first thing is the grieving process, embracing your emotions, accepting that you are feeling weak or you are in sorrow, you are sad. That's the first part. So many of us do not want to recognize that. So many of us want to pretend that we are okay. We are functioning fine and we are doing day-to-day tasks, but deep inside, we know that we are feeling void. And that's the problem. Unless deep inside it is there, and if we are not accepting it, if we are not acknowledging it outright, that will be there and that will keep creating problem, and we will not be able to take the next step. So first thing is that if you want to grieve, you want to mourn the loss, you are allowed to do. You need to feel that. You need to accept that I am allowed to cry, I am allowed to mourn, and I'm allowed to express my emotion. I'm allowed to feel sad. I'm allowed to feel sorrow. I'm allowed to feel the grief of the lost loved one. All right. So that's the first step. Take as much time as you need to mourn. Take as much time as you need to be back in life. Right. So that's the first step. And then second step that has helped me understanding, and if you are from India or know about Eastern philosophy, Hindus or Indians and the religions which have originated in India, they believe that life and death is a cyclical process. Person dies, the soul does not die. Person dies, the body dies, and then the soul travels and takes another birth. So if that is the case, if you believe in that the cycle of life and death, then it's easy that you can understand that it's a change. The person has left this body, this mind, and the person will acquire a new body, a new mind. He has not died. The soul has not died. He has left the body. So it will be easy if you believe in that life and death process. And if you do not believe in that, then understand this fact that life changes its form, right? So this life has changed its form. The person has changed its form. The person is no longer alive in the body in which he used to be, but he is there somewhere. Maybe he is in the air, he is in the plants, he is in your thoughts, he is in your actions. All right, so we need to understand it's a perspective shift. If we can always see from this perspective that he is not there, he is gone, then we will always feel the loss. But if you can shift the perspective and try to understand, try to accept, acknowledge that the life has changed some form and the person has not the person is not gone somewhere, but he has changed its form, then it is easy to understand that and then accept the change, because then it becomes a change rather than a loss. Change is still uncomfortable. Any kind of change is still uncomfortable, so it will still hurt, but not as much as a loss will hurt, right? So that's an optional step. If you want to shift your perspective from that, it is really, really helpful. All right. Third step is accepting the process of nature, how nature operates. Whichever has taken birth, whichever is alive, whichever is there has to die. And that's how nature operates. It operates in duality. If there is happiness, there is sorrow. If there is high, there is low. If there is positive, there is negative. If there is life, then there is death. We know this, but many times we fail to acknowledge and accept this in the case when we lose our near and dear ones. We all know that whoever has risen will fall, but sometimes we resist that. We think that it is not going to happen to us, especially if it is untimely, if it is not expected. In that case, it's very hard to acknowledge the loss. So you need to remind yourself that it is part of nature. Whoever has taken birth has to die. That's how nature operates, and that's how nature functions. That's the only way nature can function. Imagine if all the human being who has born on earth, or all the creature who has born on earth from the time eternity, if they have never died, what will happen to this planet? Because so this is the way nature operates and keeps the balance, that whoever has taken birth has to die. So we all know that, but sometimes we fail to acknowledge that, sometimes we fail to accept that. So if reminding yourself that it is part of nature, it's part of the process, will make it easy to cope up with that loss. All right, the next point is seeking support and connecting with people, especially with family members or friends or relatives who are also close to that person. Because when you feel the loss, then maybe if someone is in your family and you have lost that person, then connecting with family members will help you channelize that, because you also know that the other family member has lost that person, right? Sometimes it will become hard to, because the connection which you and that person had, maybe that kind of connection no other family member has enjoyed, so it will become hard to connect. But in that case, it's okay not to connect that on that wavelength, but still it will give you an outlet, it will give you a channel where you can express it out, right? And if you find someone who used to connect the way you connect with that person, then it will becomes very easy, because then you both can support each other in the process of coping and coming out. All right, so what if you cannot find someone who is also mourning the loss and somehow express it out? Find someone who can listen to you. Find someone who can understand you. Maybe he or she is not mourning the death. He is not feeling the loss, but he understands that you are in pain. He understands that you are feeling loss. So you can express your feeling to that person. Or if that is also not possible, at least write it out. Study after study has shown that writing mimics the same effect as talking to someone, because it allows that feeling to come out of your system. You can write as much as you want. The more you will write, the better you will feel, because it will help you let those feeling out of your system. So express it out. That was the next point. Express it out. All right. Now, next point is develop some coping strategies. So writing it out is also a coping strategy. Being mindful, practicing mindfulness, that is also a coping mechanism, coping strategy. Feeling grateful for whatever you are having right now, that is also a coping mechanism, right? So all those things which are there in positive psychology, like mindfulness, like gratitude, like letting go, all those things that will help you. Now here is a very, very important point, that when you are feeling loss, feeling grateful at the same time can be very challenging. And if you, even if you are trying to meditate and you are trying to be mindful, it might look like it's superficial. It might look like that it is not helping. It is not meant for you, at least at this moment. But the thing is that we still have to do it. Think about an obese person. What that person needs the most? I think some good diet and some exercise. Okay, but this is the thing that he avoids, because he is pulled towards junk food or unhealthy food. He is not having any zeal to exercise. He is not having that enthusiasm, that energy to do exercise. And even if he tries to do exercise, if he tries to go to gym or tries to run, he becomes tired very easily because of that extra weight that he is carrying. So the most difficult thing for that person is to diet or exercise. But what he needs the most? Diet and exercise, right? So in this kind of situation, when you are feeling lost, when you are still mourning the death and the loss, that time this mindfulness practice, gratitude practice, and thinking about something that you are happy about, that might sound counterproductive also, that might sound superficial also, but this is the thing you need the most, just like that obese person who needs the exercise and diet, but he is not able to, right? Similarly, even if you are not able to, superficially also, mechanically also, you need to do things. You need to write gratitude journal, or at least sit in the silence to feel grateful about things which are there in your life, right? So these are coping strategies. Coping strategies, again, I'll emphasize that it might look superficial, but still you have to do this. All right. Next is practicing self-care and compassion. So what happens that when such kind of event happens, indulging in anything that is pleasurable to you, or some good, funny, pleasurable, worldly endeavors, they look like they are not meant for you. You should not be indulging in them. The thing is that these are societal condition. The thing is that we have to indulge, and as life move on, these things will happen. It does not change the fact that you are still sad about the loss of the person. The person is still no longer there. It does not change anything. But what happens? It provides you the support. It fills your cup to move forward, to move on. And also, you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your loved one who are still alive. So for that, you need to fill your cup. You need to find your strength. You need to regain all what is left. For that, all these worldly endeavors, which can provide you pleasure, fun activities, they are very necessary. Practicing self-care is very necessary. You need to shift the mindset. Our societal condition is that if we have lost someone, then we are not allowed to be happy. It's not the case. we are still allowed to be happy because we have to take care of others. Being me happy makes me a better person, makes me a better asset to my family, makes me a better asset to my society, makes me a better asset to my company. I need to be a better asset to serve others for myself. So indulging in things that are pleasurable or somehow that holds you, that is not bad. You need to do this, on the contrary. All right. So practicing self-care and compassion is very, very important. Once you have acknowledged, you have grieved, it's very important that you indulge in activities that holds you, that shifts your state, mental state. Also, here one more very important point I want to make, that our mental health and physical health, they are very tightly coupled. If your physical health is not good, your mental health will suffer. It will affect your physical health, will affect your mental health. And if your mental health is not good, it will affect your physical health. Not will, actually, at the same time, exactly at the moment when you are feeling those negative emotions, at the same time it is negatively impacting your physical health. But the opposite is also true, that if your mental health is not good and if you keep taking care of your physical health, it will have a positive impact on your mental health. So practicing self-care, one of the part of practicing self-care is taking care of your health, being disciplined towards your health, being disciplined towards what you eat, being disciplined towards your sports and physical exercises. So we, in this situation, we know that our mental health is not that great. We are in sorrow, we are sad. What we can do, we can lift our mental health with the help of our physical health, by working on our physical health. So that becomes extremely important. On the contrary, that people might think that I'm at this point in time, I'm not allowed, I'm not supposed to taking care of myself, but at the same time, it becomes very important to take care of yourself so that you can take care of yourself, your mental health, your physical health, and therefore you can take care of others in your family and yourself going forward. Right? So this becomes very important. All right. Next point is honoring the memory of your loved one and celebrating their life. How do you do that? You create some rituals around them. You carry their legacy forward. So if that person used to love to contribute to some other person's life, making a positive impact in some other person's life, so you make a ritual that, okay, every Sunday I'll do something for someone else, right? Or maybe if that person used to love going to a certain place in the city, maybe you can make a ritual that every once in a month, maybe first Sunday or last Sunday in the month, I will go to that place just to honor that person. Now, it might sound contrary to you that I am trying to forget that person, I'm trying to move on, and if I will create this ritual, will not I feel more sad? No, it is not like that. First thing is that we are not trying to forget anyone. If that person is very dear to our heart, we will not try to forget that person. However, we try to forget that person, it's not easy to forget that person. So we are not trying that, right? We are trying to move on to our life. We are trying to live our life better. We are not trying to forget anyone. So this is first thing that we need to be clear. Another thing is, how this honoring the memory and how this creating a ritual around someone's life who is not no more there helps. What happens? It makes you feel close to that person. If that person used to go to maybe church or temple, when you go to that temple or church, you will feel close to that person. And when you feel that connect, it's easy to move on. It's easy to feel better with that connect, because that connect is very familiar, that connect is very comforting. And at the same time, it gives us a channel, an outlet to channelize our energy. to let out what is going on inside our system and put it out in a way that feels good, right? So this is how creating a ritual and honoring someone's memory helps you in overcoming the loss of that person. All right. Now, the next point is think from their perspective. Okay. Think for a moment what they would have wanted if he or she is alive in this life, in this moment. Wouldn't that person want you to be happy? Wouldn't that person want you to move on? Wouldn't that person want you to take care of yourself? Will not he or she be sad to see you in this situation, that you are not able to take care of yourself, that you are not able to indulge in the worldly pleasure that you should be indulging in? That person, I'm sure, if that person is your well-wisher and if you love that person, if that person loved you, that person for sure want you to move on with the life and do good things, do good for yourself, do good for other people in your life, right? Think from their perspective what they would have wanted. It will give you a shift that, okay, for that person whom I used to love so much, I need to do this in the honor, in the memory, in the love of that person. I need to move on, right? It will give a perspective shift. All right, so last but not the least is embracing the process and life. See, life is to love, life is to live. It's not about mourning and grieving. It's part of life, yes, but motto and the major part of the life is to love and live and love, right? What is the process here I'm talking about? So even after going through all these things which I have just spoken, you will feel that someday it's okay, someday you are all right, someday you have sorted this thing out, and other day you will feel that again you are in that same rabbit hole. But understand that this is the part of the process. This is how your recovery will be. This is how you will come back. This happens with everything. Whether you want to pursue a dream, you want to run a business, you want to be in a career, in a relationship, at one day, at one moment, it will look that everything is good. Another day, it will look like that it is everything is crap and nothing is going according to what you want to. Right? It is part of the process. It happens. Pitfalls happen. Shit happens. So embrace this process. That one day it might feel that everything is sorted, another day it might not. This is part of the process. It does not mean that you are going back. It's still you are progressing. The day when you are feeling crappy, still you are progressing, because you have taken all those steps which are necessary. So next day you will feel better. Next day you will feel better. The day after that you will feel better. But you have to persist till that day when you start feeling better. All right. So these were the points which can help someone or help you to come out of the sorrow or the loss of a loved one. I hope this has helped, and with this I will say that we have come to the end of the topic. And I will end the topic with the beautiful quote by Robert Frost: "The only way out is through." Yes, with going through this pain and suffering, this is the only way out. By denying that you do not have this or you are okay, you cannot get on to the other side. Alright, so with this I will end the topic. And before I end the video, let me announce once again that 21 Days of Holistic Happiness is live. The free WhatsApp course is live and it's going on. And so far I am receiving good reviews. So if you want to join this, I will be giving the link in the description box. Alright. And if you want to connect with me on social media, the Instagram is the place, because I'm most active on Instagram. So my handle on Instagram is Happiness Architects. Please connect with me there. We can discuss, we can chat, and you can ask any sort of question if you want to. All right. If you want to connect with me on website, my website is akshaytiwari.in. Please do connect me there as well. Alright, so with that, we have come to the end of the video. God bless you. Stay happy wherever you are. And always remember, happiness is a lifestyle.